All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mr. David Hull, the most famous pastor in the city of Detroit.
Yeah, no, nowhere near that. Let's talk about some things that are non-free agency for a quick minute, because some newsworthy things happen. First, Aaron Donald, he has announced his retirement after a great 10-year Hall of Fame career, multiple All-Pros, multiple Pro Bowls, Defensive Player of the Years. I mean, he's probably the greatest player in the 2014 draft, right, Detroit Lions?
Yeah, and again, he wasn't the same player. He was still good, but he wasn't Aaron Donald. We also talked about last year there were rumors of retirement. He's made the money. He's won the Super Bowl. He's got his health. I have nothing to say on it. First ballot, unanimous Hall of Famer, and thanks for playing.
Yeah, because when you already start talking retirement, you've retired. Your heart's not in it anymore. That's how you get injured.
Yeah.
It was time for him to go. I thought last year was just a stretch, maybe a, okay, let's try to run it back. I owe it to you guys. But I think after last year ended, he knew, I don't want to do this anymore. The passion is gone. I have a Hall of Fame career. I want to end on a high note. I don't want to be one of those athletes that stick around and hang around 5 years too long.
Franco Harris, Seahawks.
Yes.
please don't bring that up.
Oh, it's just fun. It's all.
Let's bring this up, though, because a trade happened today. A trade that you would normally see either days before the draft or on draft day. But the Vikings now have two first-round picks. They have traded their second-round pick, their sixth-round pick, and a second-round pick next year to receive the number 23rd overall pick from the Houston Texans. So they now have two first-round picks, number 11 and number 23.
Here's what it does, because I know what you're going to ask. It takes out of the equation having to give up next year's first-round pick. That's what this does. So 11 and 23 can move you inside the top five, because now reports are coming out. They are all in. They have two quarterbacks they want. One of them presumably is J.J. And I'm praying to God they call the Giants at six and help us.
You take those two picks?
Yeah. The Giants have so many needs. No, and again, I'm fine with J.J. But Rico, we've talked about it. I have nothing. My team is bereft of talent. Well, I think Minnesota is going out and trying to get an elite QB.
They are. But David, when you told me this morning on our phone conversation, I'm still wondering, well, what did the Texans get out of this? I understand, because I thought, okay, well, who's the – I ask you, who was the player they threw in there? Well, there was no player. They just swapped out picks. It seems like the Texans got fleeced. And, Mike, you said, well, no, because the draft is really front-loaded and nothing on the back, that's one less year you have to pay somebody. Yeah. So it just seems – I don't get it.
Well, the Texans got paid to move back and got an extra second-round pick
for next year.
That's it. I mean, look, hey, man, I don't hate it. And for Minnesota, we said it.
Minnesota, it makes total sense.
Right. So, like, they needed the ammo to move up. Well, here it is. Go ahead, David. Sorry. Hello?
I'm sorry. Evan's giving me breaking news here.
Oh, guys, my bad.
Yeah. Josina Anderson is being told that the Eagles are working to trade for quarterback Kenny Pickett.
Why?
What do you have to trade? A box of cookies or something?
I'll take anything.
Does somebody mow your lawn?
Give me the cookies, yes.
Why would Philly want Kenny Pickett?
I have no idea.
I think you get Radio Shack coupons.
Yeah, Joe Bucks. Hold on. So,
radio and Blockbuster.
Right. David, I want to say this respectfully. I don't even know if that qualifies as breaking news.
He comes running in here. I'm thinking it was something else, but whatever.
Sorry.
Kenny Pickett goes to the Eagles, possibly. We'll see if it's right. It's Josina Anderson.
For what?
Nothing yet. He just says
I'm saying, what will he do at the Eagles?
Sit on the end
Changing
of the bench,
position?
Give sandwiches to Jalen Hurts.
Position change?
Oh, come
yeah,
on.
I don't know.
Let's move on.
As the backup QB?
Just the peak of disrespect, Kenny.
Let's move here to the Bears. So a lot of things happening in the Lions division that Lions fans should pay attention to, because the Bears traded a fourth-round pick for Keenan Allen last night.
Yeah, that happened late last night.
Yeah, they approached him about a pay cut, like just like they did Mack and Bosa, and he said no. And immediately the next day, they traded him to the Bears. The Bears are getting better. They just got to make a decision on the quarterback.
I have mixed emotions on this.
Okay.
One.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On paper, the player who he is, you go, wow, him and DJ Moore, that's really nice.
They got bodies there.
Here's your issue. Man, is he old. And at some point, I know he's a rock of consistency. See, Lions fans, I talk this way about everybody's players. I get worried at this stage of his career. When he falls, he's going to fall off a cliff. So it's like a one-year move because I have no way of projecting anywhere into the future with him.
So he's going to go full Sean Alexander?
I don't.
Just go Hall of Famer to nothing.
Something for you, my childhood. It's called Rodney Hampton. From a Pro Bowler to a pumpkin, one training camp.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this next story, maybe this receiver is going to from a pumpkin to a Pro Bowler, because the Chiefs brought in Hollywood Brown, 1 year, $7 million.
Okay.
I don't hate it.
How dare you? Let Andy cook. Don't you know what he's brought us? I don't like it either. Here's the deal. We love the Chiefs, and you love Pat Mahomes. They have not really been successful bringing in wide receivers. The Juju Smith-Schuster thing did not work. Kadarius Toney did not work. Sky Moore didn't work. You keep trying, but Hollywood Brown, here's your problem. Refuses to run block, will not sacrifice his body, and he is a very, very, like, basic route runner. Now, you want to tell me they want him to just run 9 routes and let Mahomes bomb it? Fine. I'm not going crazy over this signing. That's a Madden signing. That's not a real life thing.
I still think that they're probably going to take one of those Texas receivers with that final pick of the first round.
A.D. Mitchell?
That's going to be their number one, and Hollywood ends up becoming their number two receiver.
Okay. All right. How about at number three? You show me Rashi Rice, someone else, Kelsey, then Hollywood. Then you got me.
Okay.
So the Browns have made a hiring to their coaching staff.
Yes.
They have hired Mike Vrabel.
I like it.
He is going to be the coaching and personnel consultant for the Browns.
I'm good with it. Really good defensive mind, powerful personality, knows the entire AFC inside and out. If he gives you some guidance or some tip or some boost to a game plan, it's worth it.
And he knows Jim Schwartz well.
Right.
So.
All it costs is money. It doesn't matter. I'll never have a problem bringing a man who will be a head coach 2025.
Still trying to figure out what Pittsburgh got back in that trade.
Will you let it go?
It says pick swap, but it's not telling me what picks, where they are, year.
You know what? Kenny Pickett. Pick
seventh
your nose.
Round pick swap in the year 2033.
So I don't know if you like this deal here.
Wow.
Because earlier in the week, the Texans traded for Joe Mixon. Well, they have decided to extend him.
Hate it.
3-year deal worth $27 million.
Don't like it at all. You have Damian Pierce. He took the job from Singletary. Then he lost it. You know, I don't know. Why not draft a back? Pair him with Pierce and move forward for $10. Instead, they're paying a running back $9 million a year, and he's at the end of his prime. I'm, you know my drill.
don't pay running backs.
Damn, I guess it, you know what? It depends. Is this one of those deals where he gets a lot of guaranteed money up front? And if it, you know, we can bail on this contract in year two if this doesn't work out. If that's the case, I'm all right with that because it's just for show. It's not a real three-year deal.
Well, I'm all right with it because they're not paying their quarterback yet. So you can spend the money elsewhere. If they want to do it on the running back, fine. They got.
You're hoping that Mixon comes in angry because he got left.
Very true.
He did all of this work for the Bengals, and the Bengals just said thank you for, you know, doing those, you know, helping us out with your salary.
Thank you for
and
being
the contracts.
A friend. Bye-bye.
And you really helped us out. You can leave now.
Great. So, Golden Girls reset. Good for you.
So, Kenny Pickett, are you happy, David?
I told you that Russell was going to be the starter. That's all I have to say. I'd say I told you. It was no competing. He had the
game.
That
bar is not high.
You guys are obsessed with this story.
I will get his jersey now. Russell Wilson, let's go. And that is In Football Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.